Welcome to GSO To Go Voices, a podcast that is brought to you by GeorgiaStandards.org, a program under the Office of Instructional Technology within the Georgia Department of Education. This is Tony Vlahakis, your GSO To Go Voices host. Thank you for tuning in to the August 2009 GSO To Go Voices podcast. Welcome back, Georgia teachers. Thousands of educators are returning back to their classrooms and soon will be greeting their new students for the 2009-2010 school year. At GeorgiaStandards.org, we are looking forward to supporting Georgia educators for all their curriculum needs. Have you been to the GeorgiaStandards.org website lately? We revealed a major redesign earlier this year. This month's GSO To Go newsletter provides overview pages on the new GSO site by teacher, administrator, or parent. Many enhancements were added to the new GSO. These enhancements include a new color scheme and navigation system that is more streamlined to allow you to better find information. The GSO search feature was improved. You will also notice that finding standards and frameworks is that much easier under their respective tabs. The GeorgiaStandards.org team welcomes your feedback regarding the new site. You can contact us by telephone at area code 404-463-1280. By fax at area code 404-657-5183, or at the following email, gsowebmaster@doe.k12.ga.us. Since March 2009, GeorgiaStandards.org has been utilizing Twitter to keep educators, administrators, parents, and students updated with news and information about the official site of the Georgia Performance Standards. This provides GSO yet another method to convey information directly to all its stakeholders. Follow GSO on Twitter by going to twitter.com/GASTandards.org. There's a lot to learn about our new website, but there are five important things you should know about the new GSO. 1. The new site will continue using the web address www.georgiastandards.org. 2. All content from the old site has been migrated to the new site. 3. Migration of some GSO best practice videos will be moved to the new GSO by winter 2009. 4. Old GSO bookmarks or favorites in your browser or on social bookmarking sites will not work and need to be updated. If you try to access an old GSO page, you will experience a 404 error page. If you do encounter a page not found error, the main tabs at the top of the error page will allow you to navigate the new GSO. 5. No change will occur in your GSO Builder account. All GSO Builder account information can be accessed from the new GSO site when you log in. On GSO, we have posted some handy downloads for back to school. These downloads are only available through the August 2009 GSO To Go newsletter. Once you open the newsletter PDF, you will find that page 3 has a back-to-school checklist and PowerPoint presentation that you can utilize in your class. On page 4, there is an August calendar formatted in Microsoft Word that you can enter important dates and deadlines that can be printed off for students or parents. The third page of the newsletter is also filled with useful information to enhance the teaching of the GPS. There is an article on graphic organizers with links to an excellent site that is listed on GSO's Teacher Tools for Integrating Technology page. If you're yearning for academic templates, then check out the article titled Free Academic Templates. And if you're a third grade teacher, you must read about the award-winning series Georgia Read More by Library Media Services Coordinator Judy Saratella. The last page of GSO2Go features the Celebrating August section. Links to important August dates are provided by the New Georgia Encyclopedia, a GSO partner. A few ideas for back-to-school activities are included for grades K through 6. And GSO partner Thinkfinity offers a couple of Today in History calendars. The Edcitement calendar has you covered with resource-rich entries for every day of the month. I mentioned just some of the articles you'll find in the August 2009 GSO2Go newsletter. We hope that you take the time to read all the articles and share GSO2Go with other educators. To access this month's GSO2Go newsletter, as well as other issues, just enter georgiastandards.org into your browser. Click the Resources and Videos tab at the top of the web page, and then click the Resources link in the left navigation. All the resources links will be listed in alphabetical order. Look for the GSO2Go newsletters link. GSO2Go is downloadable as a PDF, which means that you can read it on your PC, save it, or print it. This is Tony Vlahakis for GSO2Go Voices. Thanks for listening.